This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
Today on CICK, we speak with Wade Norman, Fishery Officer and Detachment Commander in Prince Rupert about a DFO alert that was issued warning the public not to consume clams, cockles, and other bivalves currently offered for sale on social media across the northwest from the North Coast area unless the fish has been inspected and sold through a provincially and federally licensed facility. We'll get into the reasons for the alert, what to look out for if you're buying shellfish, and why this is a recurring issue.
Right, my name is Wade Norman. I am the detachment commander for the Fisheries and Oceans Conservation and Protection Branch in Prince Rupert, British Columbia.
Thanks for joining us, Wade. Firstly, why did the Department of Fisheries and Oceans feel the need to issue the alert last week?
Yes, this time of year, we often see advertisements for the sale of bivalve shellfish through social media platforms. And for this reason, we wanted to put out a notice to the public notifying them of the dangers of purchasing shellfish that is not harvested from a legal commercial source and consumption, and the possibility of illness and disease that can come from eating contaminated shellfish.
What shellfish in particular does this alert pertain to, and how was this initiated? Did you receive a tip-off?
Yes, we often get occurrences forwarded to through our Observe Accord report line of online sales of shellfish, which we felt it was in the public interest to put out a notice regarding the dangers of buying and consuming shellfish from online sources.
What are some of the penalties involved with selling illegal shellfish like this?
The penalties would be up to the court to decide what would be issued, but you could be looking at a substantial monetary penalty. And if you are harvesting shellfish and someone got sick and injured and died or got disease, there is also the possibility of imprisonment as well.
And which bivalves are included in this alert? What should people be looking out for?
First, any fish sold online through social media platforms, a person should do the due diligence and determine a fish from a legal source. Any legal fish will be required to have traceability back to a point of capture under a commercial fishing license issued by the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. In relation to the media release that just came out, it related to bivalves. So any kind of bivalve, including any kind of clam or cockle harvested from North Coast waters, is there are no commercial fisheries for bivalves in the North Coast. So anybody advertising the sale of bivalves is likely not getting the product from a commercial source.
I'd say the most concerning issue included in the alert was the warning not to consume any shellfish due to possible toxins and parasites in the bivalves. Can you explain that a bit more? Why should people not be consuming these types of shellfish?
We get quite a few occurrences throughout the year, mainly starting in the fall and over the winter season, harvesting season, which shellfish were harvested due to PSP contamination in their summer. It wasn't the big harvesting time in the summer. So during the winter months, this is when we usually see lots of ads being reported to us from our Observe, Record, Report line. Commercially harvested shellfish go through a testing procedure to ensure that they are clear of any contamination and or toxins that would be available to the humans to if you ingest it. In the case of purchasing non-commercially harvested and shellfish through a federally licensed processing facility, you have potential of ingesting bacteria, viruses, as well as paralytic shellfish poisoning, which can cause serious illness or death, including situations such as noroviruses and or hepatitis A. Along with a lot of other viruses and illnesses. So these often too, the issue is someone may eat a contaminated shellfish that was not harvested from a legal opening, may develop symptoms, but they don't put the symptoms related back to the shellfish. They just think it's some kind of seasonal illness that they got. Meanwhile, they did eat contaminated shellfish.
Is there any way, if I ended up with some of these shellfish, is there any way to determine if there are toxins in the shellfish before I consume them?
There is not, unless you do some testing of that shellfish. There is no way to determine if it is a contaminated shellfish.
So this isn't just being treated as an illegal sale of shellfish issue. This is also a health issue as well, correct?
Correct. It's an illegal fishing issue, an illegal sales issue. However, the public health concern is paramount in this case, where if someone eats contaminated shellfish, they can get quite ill, including up to death.
Have you received any reports of anyone getting sick from eating bivalves related to this report yet?
I have not. However, I would advise people to contact the local health authorities, the First Nation health authorities, as well as the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and they would have reports, if there are any, related to that.
Okay. And finally, Wade, if someone does come across any ads, or oftentimes we've seen buses and vans selling seafood along the highway, what should people do if they do suspect it is illegal?
Yes. So if anybody has any shellfish that they would like to report, or if they observe any of these occurrences, they can contact their observe, record, and report line. The phone number is on our DFO website. You can find it by searching Observe, Record, and Report. Or they can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-465-4336. Or they can email. Again, the email is on our website, the Observe, Record, Report line. And then we will be notified of it, and we can follow up.
Wade, Norman, and Prince Rupert, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Well, thanks for reaching out.
And that was Wade Norman, fishery officer and detachment commander in Prince Rupert. DFO recently issued a warning to the public regarding the illegal sale of North Coast shellfish. If you do come across the illegal sale of shellfish from the North Coast, DFO is asking the public to contact them and to not consume the shellfish and risk serious illness due to possible toxins and parasites within the bivalves. That's it for CSEK News today. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our podcast or listen online at smithersradio.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to CSEK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CSEKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CSEK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skeenastrong.com. Or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.